What is your generation known for? Boomers, this says, are the cheap buffet generation.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very true.
I think millennials and Gen Z can share in this one that we're the once in a lifetime generation, where so many events that they're like, this is a once in a lifetime event. Like, yes, they happen in all of our lifetimes, but for millennials and Gen Z, they're kind of shaping our way of life moving forward.
Like what?
Like COVID changed a lot of things, 9/11, natural disasters all the time. I think just these once in a lifetime events or these major historical events are shaping the way our adult lives will continue moving forward.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
I really like that people reminded us millennials. So here, Steve and I in the room, and Maitland's on the cusp of our planking days. I was reminded of our apple bottom jeans and boots with the fur days.
Mm-hmm. Oh, furry looking boots. At her. That's a bad look.
That is, we are the UGG generation. Millennials are the UGG generation.
Yeah. Those were never attractive.
See, I like them because they're comfortable. They're comfortable.
They're like Crocs.
Right. And I wear them as my house shoes in the winter when I want to be like out in my backyard with a fire or something. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I only wear them to work in the mornings on the days when I've given up.
Yeah.
That's how you know I woke up late or I just didn't want to try because I'm wearing my little slip-on Uggs.
Yeah.
that's that.
Referring to them as winter Crocs really is like the best way to
yes.
go. I mean,
exactly.
Because they are comfortable. I have Crocs or Uggs that are slippers like at my house and they're super comfortable. They're stupid looking, but comfy.
I think Gen X will be remembered for the quote, I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
You're the political scandal generation.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's probably true.
Kind of.
We've seen a lot of them.
I suppose.
But the ones that you could make fun of without people hating you.
Yeah.
You know, because that's.
Well,
that's
that was
today.
All of them until now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nixon. Clinton.
Everybody made fun of Clinton. Even the people who liked Bill Clinton made fun of Clinton during that one.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah, those were the good old days.
No, I really don't.
I don't anymore either.
Yeah.
But people
when in the same
weren't...
day I could make fun of Bill Clinton and George W. Bush and it was okay. I remember those days fondly.
I also like being reminded that millennials were the Harlem Shake generation.
Oh.
Everyone at school dances wanted to show you that they could do the Harlem Shake. Mm-hmm. They loved it.
And I think the millennial Gen Z cusp that I'm in, we're the what was that called, the mannequin challenge,
yes,
where everybody freezes and you do a video and everybody looks like they're standing still because they are.
Well, I think both of your generations, because you're young enough, are just basically like the short goofy internet video challenge
yes
people.
That's why I was saying the vine generation.
So like you said, the planking, the Harlem Shake, the one you just said, you know, the freeze one.
I think millennials will also be remembered for being like the club generation. Like the, I don't know how to describe
getting
it.
Getting dressed up to go to the club generation.
Right, like heels in the club. Mm-hmm. Not like a disco club kind of thing like that, but like a club
like
where
Jersey
everybody
Shore.
Is grinding and sweating and you're in heels the whole night and then you're barefoot walking out the club kind of thing. I miss that so much.
With your chunky
necklace. Because you could still do it.
I could. But then I'd be that 37-year-old that's still clubbing with 20-something-year-olds. And I remember seeing those 30-something-year-olds in the club hanging out with 20-somethings.
Right.
So unless I'm there with, like, my girls, then I got no business being in a club. And nobody wears heels to the club anymore.
Mm-mm.
So
Would you still enjoy it, you think, or you just miss the memories?
I would enjoy it if cell phones weren't involved.
Yeah.
Because I do be getting a little sauced. I feel like, need that on video.
I feel like Gen X could be labeled the gambling generation.
Yeah,
it's under like everyone I knew in college. I take that back. A lot of people I knew in college had a bookie.
Yeah.
And then that is the generation. Yeah. That is the generation that was largely in charge when gambling became legal and everywhere. Not alone. They didn't do it alone. I'm not suggesting that.
Gen Xers definitely pushed for gambling.
I think Gen Xers share with baby boomers the smoking generation. I think y'all were big smoking generations. And I think that smoking has evolved, obviously, because we got vape now. And like all the Gen Zs are all the vape generations.
Yes.
You guys are sucking on your douche flutes. Mm-hmm. But you guys loved cigarettes. Baby boomers loved cigarettes.
Very common. Yeah.
Oh,
very
so
common.
Cool.
Only in the baby boomers generation would you be an adult and think about smoking because you're like, well, I don't know. All my friends do it. Might as well.
And the boomers are also the carpet generation. Boomers really
love
carpet.
Oh, man, you are not kidding.
Yeah. Why the
boomers
like carpet?
Really loved carpet. We had a carpeted kitchen and a carpeted bathroom.
Ugh.
And then the bathroom, the toilet seat had carpet on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The toilet tank had carpet on it. I mean, you called it a cover, but it was carpet.
The only place in Hot Wings' family bathroom that wasn't covered in shag was the places where water was supposed to go.
I mean, it really was.
The sink, the toilet, and the shower.
And even as a kid, I remember going, this doesn't make sense to me. I don't know why we're doing this.
There was carpet everywhere, but the walls looked like hardwood floors.
Yes, exactly. Yes,
the paneling and everything.
Yeah, yep, everything was paneled. Yeah, and had ugly colors.
I think boomers were also, like, we're the bidet generation. So stupid.
Bidets are great.
They are great.
If you haven't tried one,
say that.
No, it is.
And then I think boomers were the cushy toilet seat generation too.
Oh yeah, where it stays warm all the time.
They loved cushions on their toilet seat.
Yeah, I never liked that. I remember my grandma had one of those, and you'd sit down, and it's fine because it squishes a little, but then you get up, and it sticks to you.
Oh, but if it gets a crack in it too, then it would like pinch. Yeah, it would pinch your ass cheek.
Also, I hated the toilet covers where that you'd put like the cloth over the seat or whatever. And then you put it up, and then you'd have to, as a guy, as you're going, you'd have to weigh whether or not you could see it moving so you could cut the stream off midstream before the lid slammed down through your pee stream, and then you had a wet thing.
Yeah, it was awful. Yeah, it made it so that the toilet seats wouldn't sit flush, and then, they would fall down on you.
It's just got to get it pressed down. That was something that I heard. Yeah. Wow, this thing's making the seat fall down. It's just got to get flattened.
There was nothing.
Let's just leave it off. The toilet seat's not offensive. Yes, it is.
There was nothing worse than a tip wallop.
Yeah.
Is that why they were there? Because the toilet seat was offensive?
I don't. Why else would you cover it?
I don't know.
No, I think they
have no idea.
Put a blanket on your cupboard doors.
I don't know. They just wanted everything to match. Like everything needed to have those stupid colors on it, whatever color it was.
This text
so unsanitary.
Really hurt that I was sucking on my douche flute when I heard that I was sucking on my douche flute.
They really are.
You look like you're sucking on a USB drive, and I just don't get it.
Like as unhealthy as cigarettes were. Like, James Dean looked badass holding a cigarette.
Yeah.
You know what? And nobody looks cool like James Dean. You put James Dean holding a vape pen, and he's just some average douche who has a job no one cares about. Like, that's it.
Average douche. A job no one cares about.
Yeah.
The James Dean story.
Like, you can't look cool with one foot up on a wall wearing a leather jacket holding a vape pen.
That's true. If you had a vape pen, you wouldn't look at him and go, that guy's cool. You'd look at him and go, who the hell does he think he is?
Yeah.
Idiot, get out of the way. Yeah. I'm going to call the police. You're loitering.
You're so uncool.
You know you can't stand in a place when you look stupid. Mm-hmm. You can only do that when you're dreamy.
Yeah, you're exhaling little clouds. Lame.
Did y'all do Pet Rocks? Did everybody do Pet Rocks in school?
That was older than us.
No. Oh, that was like a 60s thing.
Oh, okay.
I mean,
you
like
did?
When it was really popular.
Yeah. I thought Pet Rocks were so cool. I did. And rabbit foot keychains.
We
had
those.
Oh, that was definitely very 80s. Cool. Yeah, very 80s.
And the things on the pencil that you spin your hands back and forth and it makes their hair go.
Yeah,
the
pencil toppers, the trolls,
Oh, those were good times.
Mm-hmm.
Simpler times.
Yeah.